episode 20. Do your hand things.
Bing, 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 bing.
Nice. Thank you, boys. And before we start the show, we had a lot of interesting comments last week. One of them coming from Min, who thought you were annoying.
I am not your puppet anymore.
That's not true.
Yes, utterly annoying. Annoying. Will you vouch for me?
I think that he agrees with whatever you say, and you thought he was annoying.
I love that interviewer. And he offered us $5 if we'd slap him.
Wow.
Let's do it. All right. Whatever you guys want. So.
Okay. So.
So paper, rock, scissors.
Let's do this.
Okay. So one, two.
Is this really?
Oh, snap.
You get to slap him.
All right. All right. Are we ready for this?
Should we do it now or save it for the end of the show?
We'll save it for the end of the show.
No, let's just do it now.
Oh my gosh.
Let's start the show.
But he won.
He gets to go later.
Nice. All right, so we reported last week that there was a rather controversial ad that we put out there.
Throwing yeah. up, how yeah. controversial.
Exactly. But apparently we had to retake our regurgitation.
We didn't have to. We just listened to the world at large say, no. hey, this isn't the best choice ever.
Right. Right.
Don't you think that that's the vocal minority? A couple people found vomit offensive. But there must have been millions and millions of others, such as ourselves, who rather enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'll admit, I didn't enjoy that ad. I didn't think it was funny. I didn't think it was...
But were you offended by it?
I'm very not offended by English.
No, you want another smack?
Yeah. No, I wasn't offended by it, but I didn't think it was really furthering the cause, and that's the point. That's why I didn't think it was a big deal that we pulled it.
I just thought it was a cute, you know, attention-grabbing spot.
Oh, it's so cute. Look, she's vomiting.
It was campy. What I'm saying is, have you seen those, the awards for funniest commercials, like it's actually an award show, and some of the ones, I mean, especially from Europe, I mean, these things are racy. These are pushing boundaries. This is like, you know, really crossing the line.
You know what wins
awards? A little vomit?
Monkeys.
Monkeys?
Any
monkeys
one of those commercials, good. Like those ones with the monkeys in the suits, and they were looking at the charts, and they flipped the charts over. Remember that?
No.
I remember the Budweiser commercials.
No.
Did they have monkeys?
With Clydesdales?
No, with the little frogs.
Okay, now.
Okay, those are good. Anyway, I wish you hadn't pulled it.
Yeah.
You can next.
But I mean, it was still rated higher than your and my boy band video. More views, too.
Next. In other news this week, a lot of Microsofties are chatting about Google's big announcement.
Yeah.
That's right, we don't just talk about ourselves. Google announced the Chrome OS. Mm. They're going to bring their own two cents to the world. You know, they're thinking that this will be an operating system that will run both on ARM processors and x86 chips.
But it's for low-end computers, right? It's shipping, or they're their
saying,
intention
yeah,
to ship
I
with
mean,
netbooks.
Probably netbooks. I don't know. What's to say it can't run
right.
on a more powerful system if it can handle a netbook? So mm-hmm. they're definitely not going to limit it from my perspective.
Yeah.
My question is, though, what will they limit running on it? Is it going to see... It would be kind of ironic if they said you can only run Chrome browser on the Chrome OS.
I think what they're going to do is they're going to optimize for really simple, quick loading mm-hmm. operating system that will run a web browser, likely the Chrome OS mm-hmm. by default. But they're pretty committed to open standards, so I wouldn't say they're going to deny any third-party developers for developing for their platform.
I think you're right.
But still, this is just like one more Linux distribution. Like there are
it's
but
a Linux
issue,
kernel.
But
there's nothing new about the kernel that they're going to unless they modify
but
it extensively.
I see them putting like a really easy windowing UI around it and just making it probably maybe touch sensitive. And I could see this replacing Android down the line.
The thing that's interesting
but they say that it's not going
that will concern myself
they
is
that.
They're making it free. You know, so that's the problem. Then some people are saying that we're going to have to reduce our price of Windows 7 because how are we going to compete with a free operating system?
It's not free. Nothing's ever free from Google.
It's coming free shipping with PCs.
Okay, free means your privacy is gone. All your data is being shared with them. They're mining that data and they're serving you advertisements.
I'm
not a cynic. I'm just saying.
And there's also
there's a price to free with Google. And while I use some of their services, I know what I'm doing when I go there, and I'm not sure everybody does, you know? I'm not sure that my mom or your grandma
so you don't think that this
says,
will in turn force Microsoft to lower our prices?
I think with netbooks, we might have to give away like Windows 7 Starter Edition for a free price or a lower price. But like even with their Android for mobile handsets, like yeah, sure that was a competitive threat for Windows mm-hmm. Mobile, which isn't number one in the market, but we're still winning with a lot of our handset manufacturers that are mm-hmm. willing to pay our licensing fee
yep. right.
because we have a much more mature product than their Android software. So sure, long term this might be
Quite
kind
long.
Of a big thing, but in the short term I'm not really worried. Windows 7
and we have a big announcement with Windows Mobile Marketplace coming out, I think, today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, I can't talk about it right now.
Next. It is a busy time of year around now for Microsoft. A lot of things are launching, a lot of things being released, a lot of things being announced,
yep.
and a big one that just happened last week, Silverlight.
Silverlight!
You just stole my thunder, man!
Versus three developers!
Man!
Keep talking, it's good, you're doing well. I'm just excited about it.
Are you excited?
I think it like H.264, 1080p.
Yeah.
That's cool. No, what I'm most excited about with Silverlight 3 is that it can run outside of the web browser.
Yes.
So I think this aligns well with what we talked about last week with the Xbox announcement and being able to run on different types of platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that it's this Silverlight 3 that's coming out that will enable that scenario.
I believe you are correct. What I'm most excited about is this video, which our coworker Tina made, talking about a term that we coined a diviner. Do you know what a diviner is?
Oh, I do now.
I don't play World of Warcraft.
So are you a developer or are you a designer? Well, Silverlight allows you to be both a diviner. And she made a promo video for Silverlight 3, so let's take a look. This is important.
Silverlight!
He's always changing what I design. It's like my work is not as important as his work.
But you know what? I'm doing thousands of lines of code. It's like whatever I code isn't good enough for him.
Well, here's my recommendation. So I've always wanted to know, who's the creative one?
I am. All right, now keep in mind, if you do go and download the Silverlight 3 toolkit, it will overwrite your developer runtime for Silverlight 2. So if you're developing for Silverlight 2, make sure you actually install this on a different system or in a virtual PC, something,
yeah.
because you're going to be in a world of hurt if you're trying to develop
for one. If Chris Stepanyuk actually bought all the hardware Max was requesting, you might be able to just get some
Are we going
to
say his name in every episode now? He's going to be like the nine best guy.
Well, you're supposed to say...
What?
What are you supposed to say?
Oh, I'm not supposed to say anything. You know why? I am a reformed saying things person.
Prawn.
Next.
All right, you guys. I frequently go to conferences. One of them I went to was Tech Ed. And at Tech Ed for the IT Pro Week, I talked to a lot of IT guys and asked them for funny complaints they get a lot. You know, and they'll obviously get things like, oh, the internet's down. Or people can't figure out their computer's broken and it turns out it's not plugged in. I mean, these are the obvious...
How is that funny? If the internet were down, that would be like a
My
worldwide pandemonium.
It doesn't go down. But anyway, there's a place, which I didn't even know existed, called Microsoft Answers,
mm-hmm.
where I've recently found an even stupider computer question.
It wasn't stupid. Did you know?
You know what? It's stupider and not even a word.
Yeah.
No, did you know?
It is a word.
Oh,
that's
a word.
The more information that you put on your hard drive, the heavier your computer gets.
Yeah, I think it's
actually... about 6 ounces per 1.5 gigabytes.
When I calculated it out, it was 0.6 ounces, but I mean, either way.
It's heavy.
It's
really heavy. So, somebody asked about it. They said, you know, how many gigabytes can I fill up on my computer before I can carry...
The funny thing is that he actually, he wrote in that he was noticing his laptop physically getting heavier.
And his Xbox.
And the more information that he stored on it.
But his back was having a problem. That's why he was concerned, because he kept getting more stuff, and he didn't want to hurt his back.
He didn't want to hurt his back. He was going to have to get a little dolly.
He said, when will I need a dolly to carry around my laptop? So the answer to that question is, if you need a dolly to carry around your laptop, but then...
That's a lot of data that you've been downloading.
It's a lot of data. You are too smart for your own good.
All right, so the guy's username was K_McLovin.
McLovin.
Yeah.
Now,
I am McLovin.
Now, when I first met Laura, she said that her name was Cool McLovin, so I think that there might be a little bit of conspiracy here.
Easy lovin'.
And
well,
Laura's...
you guys won't answer my questions.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, we say that it was a fun question. I think it was a joke, and if it wasn't, people had fun with it. Go check out the thread. We'll give you a link. But if you have any real questions...
Obvious troll was obvious.
Obvious. But go post your own questions. You can get some cool answers from certified professionals. Not Laura.
All right, everybody, we've just about come to the end of the show.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
But before we do, before we get to the big Mac Slap, don't think we forgot about it,
yeah.
One of our viewers, Dimitri, wrote in and said that he's doing a similar show to us. Not as good. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's fabulous. It's called The Connected Show, and it's a podcast, and they talk about issues relevant to developers, and they have guests on, and it's actually pretty interesting. So if you don't get all of your information from us... which clearly you do, you might as well go out and check out Dimitri's show called The Connected Show. Why are you smiling at me like
I'm
that?
I'm just thinking about smacking Max.
Oh, you're getting excited? All right, so let's cut to the chase.
That sounds dirty.
Okay, ready? In. Get warmed up. Do you want to do, like, a big wind-up?
Why are you asking me?
He's no, I'm talking to him. I'm just looking at the victim. In. Three.
If you do this, I'm hitting you back.
No. That's cheating. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, it's. Are we doing like the
We're gonna do like a high five. Here we go.
I was gonna really stop it. Bye, bro. All right, everybody. We have just about come to the close of the show, but you're just more annoying every week. You one up yourself.
He's gonna get another slap.
It's okay, because yeah, this is my second to last show ever.
Great. Anyway, before we start, before we end
redo this.